We may be locked in an apparently never-ending debate about how we'll leave the EU, but other countries are still queuing up to join the European club. Amongst them, Serbia and Montenegro, who are already in talks to join. Albania, also in the Balkans, of course, will have its application considered at next month's EU Leaders Summit. If accepted, they can become members as early as 2025. I asked the Prime Minister of Albania, Edi Rama, what EU membership would represent for his country.
First of all, it's about defending ourselves from our own ghosts of the past and guaranteeing that in the future we will not have what we had in our old and recent past.
You talk about the ghosts of the past. You'll be aware that the worries that some people have about Albanian membership are to do with cash, the money that the EU will have to spend supporting your country, but also to do with migration and Albanian people coming to the EU, coming to richer countries.
We are asking to open negotiations, and negotiations will not cost any cent to the European Union, but are absolutely vital to us. I would say that continuing to speak and continuing to fear about these migratory fluxes that are nothing more, nothing less, but free people moving freely in the free labor market is really undermining the values and the principles of our European world.
You talk about a migratory flux and free movement, but you'll be aware that in the UK, the National Crime Agency has particularly identified what it calls violent Albanian criminal gangs as one of the key problems that it faces. Is there more that your country can do to help tackle that?
First of all, I have to say that I have heard a lot of these theories also during the Brexit campaign, but as then the reality check taught everyone, a lot of it is just exaggerations and is just politics.
The numbers, as you say, are small, but again, according to the National Crime Agency, the impact is high and the willingness to use serious violence, as they put it, is high. I just ask you again whether there's more that your government can do to help tackle that.
I'm not denying what has been said, but I want simply to say to you that we have heard this kind of labeling also before in history. Once upon a time, Italians in America were all about pizza and mafia, but the reality was something much more complex. And it's very important to never forget that the organized crime is not anymore local or limited to its own borders crime, but is international. So criminals have their own European Union. And that's why our European Union should be as strong and as interconnected as possible to fight them successfully.
Let's end then with the positives. You want to join the EU in a number of years' time. What do you think that offers to Europe? Because some worry that expansion so far is at a record of, if you like, watering down the EU and sowing division.
We are today in a moment that we are asking to get what we deserve and what we have achieved with our own reforms and with our own struggles. Opening negotiations. The membership discussion about us or the others in the region, it's for another moment, which is not today.
Prime Minister Rama, thank you for joining us.
It is now 5 to 7.